I just think it'd be a good time to get a little inspiration because there's a movie opening all over the country tonight that I want you to see. It's an amazing story. The movie's called 12 Strong, and it's based on a book called Horse Soldiers. Horse Soldiers tells the little-known story of how a small band of special forces secretly entered war-torn Afghanistan, convinced Afghan allies to work with them, pursued the Taliban on horseback, and liberated Mazar-i-Sharif all in just 3 weeks. This is 12 Strong.
But you're the only one that sees it the way it is. I choose you. You and 11 men. Task Force Dagger. I would be remiss if I did not say to you, even in success, the odds of you coming home.
They're 100%, sir, with all due respect.
Now, one of the men depicted in this film is Major Mark Nooch. He led the first Special Forces team depicted in this, and he joins us here on our guest line as we broadcast today on a Friday from Washington, D.C. Major, it's an honor to speak to you. Welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show. How are you?
Hello. How are you today?
I'm great. I know you get this a lot. I can't help myself but point out that when I think about who could portray me in a movie, people like characters like Jabba the Hutt come to mind, Humpty Dumpty. You get Chris Hemsworth, right, depicting you. I'm curious, which has got to be very humbling. I got to ask you, though, I'm interested in this. Why is your name Mitch Nelson in the movie instead of Mark Nooch?
Well, that is a question we've been getting asked several times. It goes back to the fact that my Special Forces team, a Green Berets, designated ODA 595, after the completion of this incredibly historic mission in 2002, late 2002, 2003 time frame, it's kind of a blur as to exactly when, but we were asked to do some interviews with an author, Doug Stanton, which we briefly did, and then Doug developed his book, The Horse Soldiers, that talked about several of the other teams on our mission that came in and how we rose up, had our friendly allies rise up across the northern provinces and defeat the Taliban field army. And that catalyst then was able to help topple the Taliban regime with mm-hmm. the help of other special forces teams scattered across the country working with their allies. But we were interviewed for that book. It sat in development for a number of years. I think in 2009 is when then it was published, became a bestseller. And the book then subsequently, the movie rights were purchased by Jerry Bruckheimer and some folks. That sat in development for years. But at the time the book interview was conducted, the incredible Green Beret sergeants on my team and my chief warrant officer and I, we were still operational.
I see.
And so if you were below the rank of lieutenant colonel, in the Special Forces at that time, they used pseudonyms for any interviews that we conducted.
Ah, I see.
And thus,
I got you.
Thus the Mitch Nelson pseudonym, but I am, you know, the real guy that led that team, and I had incredible sergeants, you know, that are also all portrayed in pseudonyms in the book and in the movie. Yeah. One of our teammates is portrayed in true name, Sergeant First Class Bill Bennett. Unfortunately, Bill was killed on September 12th of 2003 while still serving on that same Special Forces team.
Wow.
Bill was killed in combat in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And so they used to honor and recognize Bill's family and their sacrifice. Bill Bennett is portrayed in true name. There are a couple other characters but all the other members of our actual 12-man team of Green Berets are portrayed in the movie in pseudonyms.
I see. You know, I was so impressed by the old world use of horses in this warfare. You know, we're in 2018. We're you know, used to drones and pinpointed you know, missile strikes and sophisticated technology. And of course, this was the secret of trying to navigate the mountainous terrain of northern Afghanistan. And as I understand it, you were an expert rider. You had history with horses, But one of the things I read about is that these horses, these were very small horses, weren't they?
Yeah, they were smaller. If you've been around horses, they were about 14 to 15 hands. Some of them were 13 hands tall. The heavier Americans over time, we were able to get onto the bigger horses that they had. Mm-hmm. We were just wearing these guys out. You know, you have a physically fit, tough Green Beret sergeant, you know, that averages 220 pounds of muscle and endurance, and wearing another 50 pounds of combat gear. You know, these guys were wearing out these smaller, tough ponies that I equate to our American Mustangs. Yeah. They were half wild. They wanted to kick you, bite you, get you off of them.
Wow.
These sergeants on my team did an incredible job. The horses were just one aspect of our mission.
Sure.
These guys are incredibly trained. They're cross-trained in communications, explosives, calling in close air support, medical, battlefield trauma, and all the different weaponry. Plus, they understand some language and culture as well. And they just had an incredible amount of challenges to overcome on the battlefield. I am so proud of our team and what every one of those Green Beret sergeants did in overcoming the odds and figuring out that tough, complex problem. There was no one in the world that could help us solve that mission or help tell us how to get through our day. So these Green Beret sergeants were figuring it out, working closely with our Afghan allies and these commanders. And we actually had three-man cells. Our team, as depicted in the movie, split into three-man cells, and each three-man cell in reality was matched with an Afghan commander that had between 300 to 750 horsemen. It was so incredible.
Wow.
You had this 19th century force of horsemen armed with 20th century weapons, you know, automatic rifles, assault rifles, the AKs, rocket-propelled grenade launchers. And then our team brought in, along with the two JTACs, we brought in satellite-capable radios and communications that allowed us to disperse across the rugged Hindu Kush. We had GPS devices. We had night vision goggles, laser target designators. You know, and of course, we had this incredible 21st century technology of this aerial ballet overhead that was the every manner of inter-service military aircraft from the U.S. Air Force, Naval and Marine Corps aviators off of aircraft carriers. And these guys were our lifeline for not just my team, but the other Special Forces teams that came in there to do this very tough and challenging mission right after 9/11.
Major,
they were dropping troops, inserting troops. They were dropping cargo, aerial resupplies of lethal, non-lethal, and humanitarian aid. And when we got in trouble, they would bring in the bombs and help us destroy the Taliban, defeat the Taliban army in the field, and set Al-Qaeda on the run.
All of this is depicted in the movie 12 Strong, which opens in theaters everywhere now. It's opened everywhere. Major Mark Nooch is one of the special ops, special forces teams, rather, that is depicted in this movie. I love the fact, Major, in closing, and I'm so grateful that you could take some time during your schedule to join us. I'm appreciative that the work that the Green Berets and the special ops community has been doing in the forefront of this war against evildoers. I'm just grateful that this movie depicts it, and I hope you're pleased with the outcome, because as a civilian, I walked away just so impressed and so awestruck at the heroism and the commitment that you guys have made on behalf of the country. Are you pleased with the way the movie came out?
Yes, I thank you. I'm glad you went to see it. I encourage everyone to go out and see it. It opens nationwide on January 19th. But
today, yep.
It is a fictional portrayal taken, you know, from the book that was written years ago. Our team is honored and humbled that you know, Jerry Bruckheimer, for goodness sakes, is making a feature film, has made a feature film about it. So there's a lot of action. There's drama. There's humor, but all the scenes are plausible. Some of them did actually happen with our team, and others we were able to get some snippets of the truth interwoven. And then there's some fictional scenes that they wanted to add as well. But we're so proud it portrays not just our team, but the other Special Forces teams that were part of the overall Task Force Dagger and the various special operations elements. The CIA, of course, are our brave Afghan allies that are still in a very tough and complex struggle yet today to eliminate this Islamic extremism that has overtaken their country.
Well, I'm grateful for your service and your commitment, and I love the movie. I hope everybody goes and sees it. As you said, it opens everywhere today, 12 strong. Major Mark Noosh, thank you so much for joining us here on the Mike Gallagher Show, and I appreciate you working with us scheduling-wise with all this breaking news out of the White House today here in Washington, so thank you for that. Keep fighting the good fight, sir, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me.